We're going to start the hour by heading straight into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
I am delighted to say that this afternoon I am joined in the KRVS studios by the newly named French language poet laureate of Louisiana, Barry Ancelet, and
AKA
and his alter ego, Jean Arsenault. And the two of them collectively have a resume that would put to shame two entire academic departments of both modern languages and creative writing. So it is an incredibly well-deserved honor. You received it last week at the LEH Bright Lights banquet, at which there were some other luminaries named, some of our friends, Ben Sandmel and
Michael Tisserand.
So this is a really special award that was actually, I'm going to let you tell us just a bit of the history about it, because it has a lot to do with Codafil and their desire for this post to be created.
First of all, I should point out to remind people, Codafil, this is its 50th anniversary year, Codafil launched a lot of things that we sometimes forget. they launched Festivals Acadien Creole back in 1974. They launched Théâtre Cajun, the Cajun theater project, by sponsoring it, by supporting it, by presenting it, by giving it a place to work. And helping it to present itself in any number of things, and they also were instrumental in the early experiments to begin again to write in French in Louisiana. You know, the 18th and 19th centuries, there was a vibrant and viable literary presence in Louisiana. The Creoles. The French Creoles and African Creoles as well wrote poems, plays, novels, short stories, all sorts of things. And that sort of faded out in the beginning of the 20th century and Americanization took its toll. But the Cajuns and Creoles of South Louisiana on this end didn't stop telling stories or singing songs. And so that oral tradition sort of bridged the gap. And then beginning in the middle part of the century when Codafil in 68, when Codafil started reorganizing the teaching of French to children in schools, it eventually produced a whole generation of young people who were able to use the French language as a tool to write and who discovered – some of whom discovered they had something to say. Some observations to make or, poems to write and short stories to write and plays to write. And Codafil, it was under the auspices of Codafil that I first went to Quebec in 1978. It's where Jean Arsenault was born quite by accident when I was 27 years old.
Was it a difficult birth?
It was a weird birth. What happened was the Quebec government had organized what was called a soirée de parole musique, words and music. And it was a series of poetry readings and music to accompany them. And there were some pretty heavy hitters there. Including Michel Lalonde and Herménégide Chiasson from Acadie and a few other people from Quebec and Ontario and other places. And they had forgotten to include Louisiana, to plan Louisiana into this event till at the last minute. And I was there – I was going anyway for something else with a Codafil delegation. And they panicked, called up. So we absolutely need to incorporate Louisiana into this soirée. I said, well, I don't know of anybody writing poetry. I had. Who hadn't? Right? What what young forlorn lover had not? Excuse me. And so I thought I got two ideas at the same time. One, I had some stuff I had written in my suitcase because I had just met this woman in Moncton and was fascinated by her. And so I'd written some stuff.
En français.
En français. And the other thing was that I knew Zachary Richard, my dear friend from childhood, was in Quebec City during that week to perform at a concert. And so I figured, well, if he has a song that he hasn't yet recorded as a song, we could claim it's poetry. And so I said, I can go see him and see if he has anything. And I said, I have some – and I didn't want to force the hand of the guy who was organizing this. So I didn't tell him it was me. I didn't want to make him say, well, okay, so you will do it. So I said, I have something in my suitcase that was written by a friend of mine. He said, oh, yeah, who's that? I said, Jean Arsenault. I just made him up. My middle name is Jean. Yeah. And my beloved grandmother, my father's mother, was an Arsenault. I just made him up. And he says – he reads it and he says, oh, this is perfect. This is perfect. You'll read this. You'll read this. Call him and get permission. I thought, oh, my gosh. I got caught in my lie. So I – back then, you know, there was no answering machines or voicemail or any of that. So I called my apartment here in Lafayette. I was in Quebec City. I called my apartment here in Lafayette where I knew there was nobody. And I had a conversation with the phone ringing in my earpiece. I had a conversation with this friend I had just made up named Jarzano.
In the presence of the organizer.
And I said, yeah, he said, it's okay. So that's how Jarzano was born. And and it was such a
– And he's never looked back.
No.
He's
it was such an writing. Interesting experience to have a perspective to – observe what was happening here and comment on it, but in a literary, in a fictional way, in a way that wasn't, you know, Barry Ancelet's academic self. I had written lots of articles and books and have since then as well, but that those have all been based on, you know, normal research kind of things.
So you found that having a nom de plume really did give you a freedom and a perspective.
In lots of ways. For one thing, Jean Arsenault never has to say a word in English. Unless it's part of the point. He never has to negotiate that problematic area. And he doesn't have to answer to pretty much anybody, including me, really.
He asserted his independence right away.
Years ago, graduate student of ours did an interview with Jean Arsenault and Barry Ancelet at the same time. And I was saying something about inspiration or I don't know what. And Jean Arsenault interrupted and said, Il dort de trop. Barry Ancelet sleeps too much because Jean Arsenault is awake all night. I mean, he's the stuff of dreams. Mm-hmm. He comes around.
I guess you didn't want it to get – you have to be careful because you don't want it to become Literary Fight Club or anything.
I'd be boxing with my shadow.
That's right. Well, I just want to remind people that you're here because you've just been named the French Language Poet Laureate of Louisiana. You, Jean Arsenault.
Yes.
And
more he than me.
Really hard to tell, isn't it?
Not for me.
Not for you.
I defer to him on all of this.
Well, let's talk about this position because you're only the second person to hold it. It was created by CODAFIL,
yes,
and the Louisiana Department of Culture.
Yet another thing that CODAFIL launched.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they have make it possible. Zachary Richard was the first Louisiana French Poet Laureate. He had a tenure of 2 years. And he used his tenure to, among other things, in addition to his own, you know, stuff, reading. I participated with him in a number of performances, both here in Louisiana and in Canada. And so he was very good at including other people, me, Kirby Jeanbon, Brenda Mounier, and others. He wanted to show that he wasn't just some anomaly, and I hope to do the same. Try to organize some events that make especially the French-speaking world outside of Louisiana aware, continue to be aware of the fact that there are more of us than mm-hmm. there are.
And I think you said that Zachary passed on some lovely thoughts. He wrote a letter, and I don't know if that's a requirement for one French language poet laureate to do, but
that's how they decided to do it. That's how they decided to pass the baton was to have the the holder of the position write a letter of invitation to the one who had been selected next. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was a beautiful letter, and I wrote a letter in response to accept. Zachary Richard, I was going to say, used his tenure to not only do his own stuff and include others, but also to call attention to Les Sennels, that 19th century historic publication of Afro-Creole poetry from New Orleans. And similarly, as a scholar, I have been keenly interested in and working on the oral poetry of ballads and songs. And so I hope to – one of the things I hope to do is turn the discussion to the oral poetics that have always been in our oral performances.
Mm-hmm. Well, if Bob Dylan can get the Nobel Prize, then it's all opened up.
This is also based on the notion that today in Louisiana, by far – the most consumed form of poetry is song lyrics. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons why I collaborated with Sam Broussard on Broken Promised Land, because we felt like, one could pay poetic attention to song lyrics. Yeah. But honestly, Amity Ardoin, Irie Lejeune, and a lot of those people have been doing that for mm-hmm. a century or more.
Well, and in fact, you've been invited to participate in the first annual SOLO, South Louisiana Workshop and Festival for Songwriting.
Yes, and this is one of the things that I've decided to accept to do. Actually, Jean's going to do that.
Okay. You're going to have to divide this up.
I speak in the plural, mm-hmm. in our new role as Louisiana French Poet Laureate, is to have a discussion concerning strategies and the technique of songwriting and how to identify themes, how to come up with ideas, how to work them out and make them rhyme and rhythm and all the things that song lyrics need to do.
And be poetic
at the same mm-hmm. time. It's not just Timakite Purton Ale a Grand Texas anymore. I mean, that was good in 1929, but we live in 2018, and we I think need to continue to express things. For example, one of the song lyrics that Jean Arsenault did in collaboration with David Greeley and the Mamo Playboys a few years ago was a song expressing outrage at the BP oil spill. So, there are ways to be contemporaneous mm-hmm. with what's going on today. And sometimes things are in history and sometimes things are sort of out of history. I mean, KRVS mm-hmm. asked Jean a few years ago to produce a poem on cicadas.
It still takes people's breath away. Yeah. No, I mean, don't. Cicadas is one of our most beloved insects here. And when I show people the poem and give them the translation, they're astonished. And some of them almost start to cry.
That's odd, isn't it? And that's what poetry is supposed to do. Yeah. Poetry is intended to be memorable language, mm-hmm. language that affects the reader or listener in a way beyond the words. So it should have music and rhythm and tone and assonance and the surface meaning should be only the point of departure.
Well, I think our listeners are beginning to see why you've been chosen the second ever French Language Poet Laureate, you and Jean Arsenault of Louisiana. You have some poems that you've brought with you. I'm going to let you tell us about the poem and perhaps who wrote it. Again, if you're splitting this honor. These are all Jean Arsenault.
All of these are Jean Arsenault's.
Okay. What
I'll do, I'll read. Excuse us for a second.
The Poet Laureate.
I'll read the French, and I'll let you do the translation. How about that? Just so that people can participate.
Well, I'm okay. All right.
This is a little song lyric that I'm working with for Sam. Okay. Après toutes ces grandes journées, après essayer de t'aimer, après toutes ces nuits blanches, après t'espérer, toutes ces larmes versées à travers de longues années, j'ai fini par comprendre ton histoire tracée dans le sable, que ton cœur est plus noir que les pieds du diable. Quand je pense à tout le temps que j'ai gaspillé, après chasser les chances d'une faible amitié, quand je pense surtout à tout ça que t'as pas fait, je peux voir la vérité, les cartes sont sur la table. Ton cœur est plus noir que les pieds du diable.
That's not 1929, Baron. That's beautiful. And for those in the process of learning French, the translation of the poem that Jean Arsenault just read. After all those long days trying to love you, after all those sleepless nights waiting for you, all those tears shed throughout those long years, I finally understood your story written in the sand, that your heart is blacker than the devil's feet. When I think of all the time I've wasted chasing after the chance of a faint love, when I think especially of all you've not done, I can see the truth. The cards are on the table. Your heart is blacker than the devil's feet. I can hardly wait to hear the music with that.
Yeah, me too. I'm dying to hear what Sam comes up with. It's not going to be a happy little two-step.
Barry, this is going to be a fascinating, I don't want to say year, because it's actually a two-year term for the
yes.
French language poet laureate.
Yeah, they did that because I think they wanted it to gain some traction in the voice of...
Because after a year, there's a lot of people just beginning to realize we have a French language poet laureate. Let's get him to our library, our classroom, our event.
Right. One of the things that I said in my letter of acceptance was that I really want to look for some opportunities to work with, especially high school students and maybe college students, to encourage them to take a shot at it. You know, that's what we did. We just took a shot. And sometimes that shot works.
Hmm. Well, let's try this next poem. What is there a title, or there doesn't seem to be?
No, not yet.
Okay.
J'ai garroché mes paroles sur l'eau troublée comme mon bateau de sauvetage à Calais. Help me, I think I'm drowning in love with you. Je suis à la dérive sur cette mer enragée. Je veux arriver au bon port de l'amitié. Help me, I think I'm drowning in love with you. Un bateau en cale sèche va jamais caler, mais c'est pas pour ça que les bateaux sont faits. Help me, I think I'm drowning in love with you.
I cast my words out onto the troubled waters when my lifeboat sank. Help me, I think I'm drowning in love with you. I am adrift in this raging sea. I'm trying to find the safe harbor of love. Help me, I think I'm drowning in love with you. A boat in dry dock will never sink. But this is not what boats are made for. Help me. I think I'm drowning in love with you.
A boat in dry dock will never sink, but that's not what boats are made for. You got to get out there. Get out on the water. Take a shot. Take a chance.
Mais pourquoi en anglais, the other words?
You know?
I think all of us who speak French and English find that sometimes certain phrases you reach for in the other language.
Yeah, and sometimes they come blended, you know, like
our culture.
Truck cap back to the highway, puis la recce, la gone, you know.
I do need to tell people who may be tuning in, getting into their cars, heading out. My guest is Barry Ancelet, who, along with his alter ego, Jean Arsenault, were named the French Language Poet Laureate of Louisiana last week in a ceremony, the Bright Lights Ceremony. But it is a position that was created by CODAFIL and the Louisiana Department of Cultural Recreation and Tourism in connection with the LEH. So we want to tell you congratulations, both of you. It is a two-year position.
Merci.
And you've begun to tell us some of the things that you're hoping to do in the next couple years. Some of it has to do with songwriting. And the two poems that we've just read are in the vein of...
Right. And, you know, there's been a veritable explosion of creative energy in the Louisiana French songwriting community in the last few years. And I just want to... I've got some great horses... in the race, you know, Christy Guillory and Jordan Thibodeau and some of the vets like David Greeley and Steve Riley and others, Blake Miller, Chris Stafford. There are so many that are doing some great stuff, and I'm hoping to gather them together and have these conversations about what they do, how they do it, why they do it, why they do it in French, to hopefully inspire dozens and dozens more to continue doing this.
And to also show that they stand alone as poems.
Exactly.
That you could publish them and read them. You don't have to sing them, although that may be
but
there.
But then when you sing them,
yes.
You know, right?
Well, I'm going to have you back when the music is, and you're going to sing these to us, Barry. And then, of course, there are people who are writing more classical poems and have been for a while in our community.
Yes. Debbie Clifton and Kirby Jean-Baud, who just got this really great award from the Académie Française, which mm-hmm. tells us that, you know, even the French literary establishment is recognizing that something really interesting and important is going on here.
That's right. Something's happening.
And, you know, this is a in a way, a tiny literature. But Gaston Miron said, the great Quebecois poet, il n'y a pas de petite littérature, il n'y a que de littérature sous-diffusée. There are no small literatures. There are only literatures that are not well enough known yet.
Well, that sounds like that's going to be part of your vision.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to crowbar some new spaces. You know, whether it's a poetry reading in a high school or a poetry reading in a cafe in a town like Eunice or that great cafe they have on Second Street. Getting this stuff into places where it typically isn't heard, but would do really well to be heard mm-hmm. because that's where the consumers are.
Right, and to show what else the language can be used for to inspire those young people who've been through immersion programs, who've been singing these new songs by the young writers.
That's what it takes.
About.
That's what it takes. You know, mm-hmm. it's a truism that nobody learns French to speak French. It's not a... You don't just do this to be able to do it. You learn to speak French if you're motivated, if there's something that makes you laugh or cry or shiver or jump for joy. That's what you're attracted to, what's happening in that language. And I hope to add, you know, Cajun music and Zydeco music are doing that in a way. And I hope to be able to add to that that attraction.
Hmm. But your description almost sounds like what Emily Dickinson described, as she knows when something is a poem, just that feeling,
when
that
it makes
shiver.
You, when it makes you jump.
That's right,
yeah,
that feeling.
Absolutely.
Well, you still have a stack of poems there. I don't know if there's that.
Well,
Jean Arsenault is prolific.
One of the things that I've been experimenting with, inspired by Zachary Richard, who started writing haikus, and I thought, wow, that's an interesting thing. It's a minimalist, like this little tiny observation, you know. And one of the shortest ones I wrote was Jean Arsenault, I should say, wrote, was Je suis revenu à soir et la maison n'avait pas brûlé. I got home tonight and the house hadn't burned. Anybody who lives in the country immediately.
Or who has five children, Barry.
Or who has five children, right.
You're grateful.
So I started experimenting with minimalist lyrics, and very minimalist poems, pairs of words that I wrote, ended up becoming a song developed by Sam Broussard. It's called Menteur, and this is a follow up to that. It was the original was two words per line, very very simple, and let's see how many lines I have here. 12. The other one was 8. This has 12. So I expanded a bit. Okay. Very, very minimalist, and it doesn't tell a narrative story, but I bet you when I finish, you'll have a narrative story in your head, which is part of that process. Menteur masqué, miroir cassé, image damnée, conscience sans paix, mémoire trop vraie, entrelacé, sans volonté, pont défoncé, rêve sans pitié, cœur déchiré, rien oublié, trop vite passé.
Masked liar, broken mirror, damned image, uneasy conscience, too true memory, interwoven, unwittingly, collapsed bridge, pitiless dream, shredded heart, nothing forgotten, too quickly gone. The best of the surrealists, Barry. you're going to give them a run for your money. Cajun surrealists. You could create some new genres here in your two-year stint as the French language poet laureate.
Actually, I've been experimenting. I didn't bring one with me, but I've been experimenting with a new genre inspired by one of my former graduate students, Georgette Leblanc, who wrote Alma, her award-winning it's a poem novel. It's a novel in poetic form. And she wrote that as part of her dissertation here. And inspired by this notion that you could use poetry, extended poetry, to tell a story. And, of course, that's not a new idea. Homer's Odyssey, the Iliad, you know, almost all of the older epic stories were in Chansons de Roland. Mm-hmm. They were all in poetic form. And so this is a way of reconnecting with poetic – with original notions of poetry, but also of orality, which is where – all of this stuff comes out of. And I didn't bring – I wish I had. I didn't bring an example of it. But some of them are about my aunt in Vatican figuring out a way to taste a watermelon before her husband was ready to pick them. You know, just
– the stuff of life.
The stuff of life. So I've been experimenting with a few of those. I just sent three of them to Georgette this morning via email, and she wrote back and said, oh, let's do a series. Let's do a series. So Jean Arsenault inhabits a kind of a dark spot. Some people have said to me, knowing that he's my alter ego, are you and Caroline okay, my wife? You know? I said, yeah, we're fine. I'm madly in love with the woman I married 38 years ago. She still gives me the frissons. Because you know, some of this stuff is like really – I said, yeah, but they're just like
stuff of
nightmares.
Dreams.
Yeah, they're nightmares. What I do sometimes is – and this is a strategy. I force myself to have a nightmare by wondering, what would happen if I lost her? What would I have to do to do that, and what would happen then? Like, what would be the consequences of that?
These poems
and then
to
write
born.
That down, and then don't ever do it. Right?
I think this is one of those.
It is. and a recurring character in Jean Arsenault's poetry has been the loup, right? Le loup-garou. Is Cecil still back there? Cecil, can you put your hands on Lulu? Anyway, it's an ongoing character it's a loup-garou. It's the alter ego. It's the sort of literary version of an alter ego pushed to the extreme. And in the case of Jean Arsenault's loup-garou, the côté garou and the côté homme, the man, become aware of each other. Which is really problematic, because one of them starts liking the other one, and anyway, so this is a follow-up. He's got it.
Looks like it. No, he couldn't find it. Sorry.
This is a follow-up on that notion. I've been writing about Lulu for a while, and it starts there, but it goes elsewhere. Okay, it's called Entre deux. Un loup hurle tout seul dans le fond du grand bayou. Dans l'ombre entre l'amour et la lune. Un enfant de cœur chante tout seul dans le fond de la salle, dans le coin sombre entre le péché et le confessionnal. Un soulard radote tout seul dans le fond de la barre, les deux mains entre les jambes et les yeux fixés par terre. Un père pleure tout seul dans le fond du cimetière, entre deux tombes pas encore recouvertes de terre. I dare you.
A wolf howls all alone in the depths of the Grand Bayou, in the shadows between love and the moon. A choir boy sings all alone in the back of the room, in the dark corner between the sin and the confessional. A drunk prattles on all alone in the back of the bar, both hands between his legs and his eyes fixed on the floor. A father weeps all alone in the back of the cemetery between two graves not yet covered with dirt. Barry, we're going to have you on several times while you're poet laureate.
I would love to do that. You know what? This would be a lot of fun if you would have me just to come do an occasional report on what's going on and what's coming out of this.
In the world of French language poetry, absolutely.
What's coming out of this? Yeah. I mean, I suspect that, you know, some of these workshops that I'm hoping to do will produce young, innovative, imaginative voices of the sort
too.
That we haven't even imagined
absolutely.
Yet. We haven't even come up with them.
Yeah. I do want to tell people, my guest, Dr. Barry Ancelet, recently retired, although failing spectacularly in retirement, has been named the French Language Poet Laureate of Louisiana. It is a 2-year term. He has a vision for those 2 years, and if you would like to interact with the Poet Laureate and his alter ego, Jean Arsenault, through workshops, have him do special events at schools, libraries, His position is open for
and
a request.
I'm especially hoping to get out there.
Yes.
Out there in all of Acadiana.
Yeah. And he will be appearing at the Solo Festival, which starts next week here in Lafayette, the Solo Songwriting Festival and Workshop.
By the way, our session is going to include Zachary Richard, Jean Arsenault, Zachary Richard, Michael Doucet, Sam Broussard, Christy Guillory, and Chris Stafford. I mean –